Hello. Today we're going to discuss a powerful mental framework that can transform how you approach decisions. If you've ever made a decision that felt great in the moment, but it turned out to be costly in the long run, well, you're not alone. That's what first-order thinking often leads to. Short-term gains, but long-term negative consequences. Now, second-order thinking flips the script. It's about looking beyond the immediate result and asking the critical question, and then what? I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. So let's start with the basics. What is second-order thinking? At its core, second-order thinking is a method of reasoning that looks past the surface level. It challenges us to go beyond knee-jerk reactions and short-term fixes to anticipate the ripple effects of our actions. Now, think of it this way. A chess master doesn't make a move based solely on its immediate benefit. That person's thinking several moves ahead, considering not only their own strategy, but also her opponent's likely response. They understand that the move they make now shapes the entire game. Or here's a simple example from everyday life. Imagine you're offered a high-paying job that requires you to work 70 hours a week. Now, first-order thinking might say, well, the salary is incredible, I'll take it. But second-order thinking asks, and then what? What happens to your health, your relationships, and your long-term happiness when you're consistently working those long hours? Will that salary be worth the trade-off? This isn't about rejecting good opportunities, not by any means, but it's about making sure you've considered the broader picture, that is, the second-order effects. So why do we default to first-order thinking? Why is it so tempting? Well, because our brains are wired for immediate gratification, and we're often driven by what makes us happy right now. What eases our discomfort right now, or what satisfies our immediate desires? And this is especially true in today's world where quick fixes and instant rewards are everywhere, from social media to even same-day Amazon delivery. But here's the problem. First-order thinking often leads to unintended consequences. It's like pulling the quickest lever without considering the chain reaction it sets off. For some biblical insight, let's look at Proverbs 21:5, which reminds us that the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. In other words, rushing into decisions without thought for the long term can be costly. True diligence means thinking beyond right now. So how can we break free from first-order thinking and develop a habit of second-order thinking? So here are three practical steps. Always ask, and then what? When you're faced with a decision, pause and think, what happens next? What are the short-term and long-term consequences? For instance, if you're tempted to splurge on a luxury purchase, consider the ripple effects on your savings goals or your future investments. Number two, think like a chess master. Map out all the possible outcomes of your actions, just like a chess master anticipate moves. If you're starting a new business, don't just think about launch day. Ask yourself how your decisions today will shape your operations, your finances, in your competitive position 3 years down the road. We won't get into decision trees here, but Warren Buffett and other successful business people use probability-weighted decision trees in their decision-making processes. Choose the ultimate goal over the immediate goal. Second order thinking is about playing the long game. Now, sometimes that means sacrificing short-term comfort for long-term success. Well, for example, investing in your education or skill development might mean late nights and tighter budgets now, but the payoff can be exponential in the years to come. So, in closing, let's look at how second-order thinking applies to different areas of life. First, our finances. Before making an impulsive purchase, ask, what happens next? How will this affect your ability to save, invest, or reach financial independence? Will this purchase truly add to my happiness? Will it provide a proportional value to me? Or is it just scratching an immediate itch to buy something or to do something? Or your career. Think beyond your next promotion. Will that role align with your long-term goals, or could it lead to burnout and misalignment with your values? Or in relationships, short-term thinking might lead to avoiding difficult conversations, but second-order thinking reminds us that honesty and effort now build stronger, more meaningful connections in the future. Or health. Skipping a workout today might feel good in the moment, but over time, well, go back to the and then what question. We see declining health and lower energy. Small sacrifices today can lead to significant rewards later. So second-order thinking is a mindset, a discipline. It's a practice. It's about stepping back from the noise of immediate gratification and choosing the path of wisdom and intentionality. As Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4 says, by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. So as you face decisions this week, I challenge you to pause and ask, and then what? Think like the chess master and play the long game.